Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this afternoon is Anthony Moreau, CEO at American Eagle Gold. Anthony, good to see you again. How are you?
Christine, I'm great. Thanks for asking. Always a pleasure to see you.
And you as well. Exciting news today. We're talking about another acquisition in the books, this one called Cerros Rojos. That's in Eastern Nevada. How did you first come across this property?
It's a funny story. One of the things we're trying to do as your group and American Eagle Gold is we want to find creative acquisitions that add value to the shareholders for our company. We've looked at over 100 different projects and they haven't worked for one reason or the other, whether the geology didn't make sense, it wasn't economical, or the terms of the deal would dilute our shareholders too much. So we're constantly on the lookout for new acquisitions. And one thing I know, my uncle's a geologist, and I know these geologists always have a favorite project, a pet project that may have not been brought forward, or it might be sitting in an old folder in their closet. And Dave Shadrick, who's been around for a long time in the area, he's head of the Nevada Mining Coalition. He is the one that discovered Golden Trend. I asked him one day, I said, Dave, there must be a project you know about, something that has always been kind of sitting in the back of your brain that you've always wanted to work on. And Dave said to me, he said, Tony, there actually is. It's funny you said that. He goes, I actually just got back from a drive in Eastern Nevada, 70 miles away from the closest town. And we used to drill on this back when I worked for Freeport McMoRan. We hit oxide from surface. I thought it was a great area for a Carlin type deposit discovery. We said Freeport left the gold business. They left Nevada. And I go back there every year, kick the stones and make sure that property is still around. I said, Dave, it sounds amazing. Who owns it? He said, no one owns it. We just have to stake it. I said, let's stake it. So we actually went out and we actually staked this property. So it didn't cost us a whole lot. It cost about $50,000, but they have historical drilling. It's drilled from surface. They've hit mineralization from surface, and we're very excited for it. And the best thing is it has value to our shareholders. It can give us near-term news results, and we're well on our way to hopefully making an exploration plan there.
Yeah. What is the plan for the project going ahead? Do you have that in place yet?
Yeah, we're going to digitize all the old data, go through all the old assays. We're going to properly map it. And then we'll start off with simple, just do some geophysics, probably do a CSAMT, possibly a seismic. Essentially do what we did at Golden Trend, which is now Golden Gay. We want to properly understand what the structure and what the rocks look like before we start a drill program. But the idea is to put a little bit of money in the ground, do some front-end exploration, and start drilling next year.
Can you speak about how it is unique to Golden Gate? What are the kind of the main differences that you see here?
Well, it's a lot further from any closest civilization. Like I said, it's about 70 miles away from Eli. But we see it being very similar to Newmont, is Long Canyon deposit. It's actually going to be smaller. It's not going to be one of these giant Carlin type deposits. But we envision it being possibly a million and a half ounces. But what's interesting about it may not have the robust size that Golden Gate does, but exploring won't be quite as expensive. Again, they hit oxides from surface, so we can do some shallower drills and hopefully find a near surface deposit with the right metal luck.
And Anthony, while I have you here, do you have any kind of update you can give us on Golden Gate?
Christine, I have a heck of an update. We just got our permits to start drilling at Golden Gate. And that speaks volumes to the team that we have and Mark Bradley and David Shadrick. They've done great work. And to get our permits in less than 20 days is phenomenal. And I believe if we have that same string of luck that we did in terms of doing that with our drill program, ourselves and our shareholders will be very happy. The only challenge we have right now is finding that drill rig. So we're shaking trees and we're trying to source it so we can start drilling as soon as possible. And with the neighbors that we have to the north, and Barrick, I'm very excited for hopefully some great results.
Yeah. Looking forward to following your progress. Anthony, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Christine.